Well, the camera shows a backyard scene with a quiet pool. From a first-person perspective, we see someone pick up a pool skimmer to clean out the leaves. Suddenly, we hear the clink of a metal gate closing, and as the character turns around, somebody hits him, knocking him into the water, his hands floating in front of him as he sinks below the surface. Then the screen goes black. Thus begins Gifts. It's a short film by Ottawa's Morgana McKenzie, which unfolds like many Hollywood thrillers do. The difference is that Morgana is 14 years old. She recently found out that her film will be an official selection at 4 North American film festivals, including the National Film Festival for Talented Youth, which is in Seattle, which is where she'll be heading this month. Morgana is with me in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations for being picked up by all these film festivals.
Thank you very much.
Well, does the phone ring and Seattle calling saying, Morgana, we want your piece, we want your movie?
Well, of course we have to submit, but it's always very exciting getting that email saying, congratulations, your film has been accepted.
Amazing. Now, this, I mentioned the one that's in Seattle, the National Film Festival for Talented Youth, which has an acronym and people in the biz know it as NIFTY.
Yes.
What is it all about? Why is it significant?
It's known as the world's largest youth film festival. So it's based in Seattle, as you pointed out, and it's a 4-day long film festival with screenings, panels, and there's also other youth filmmakers there that you can join and collab with, as well as people from the industry. So it's a really great experience.
Now, you're going to be there brushing shoulders with people who are, and including yourself, who are going to turn into, what, the Steven Spielbergs and
maybe
the Soderbergs of
yeah.
the future? That's incredible. Without giving too much away, because you piece the story together as the movie progresses. Can you explain the idea behind Gifts?
Gifts is about a teenage girl who experiences visions of people in peril. So this is her gift, per se. And the film is about her attempt to intervene and help one of the people in her visions. So it's technically a slice of her life.
Where did you get the idea from?
I originally had two ideas for a film. So when I'm going about making a film, I sit down with my family and we discuss possible film ideas. And I had two ideas for a film, one containing a point of view sequence and another containing the idea of two films joined by water. And that wasn't really possible to do. It was a little bit too complicated. So my dad actually had the idea of melding those two ideas together and making a film out of that. So after a lot of going back and forth and sending the script back and forth and editing and changing things, I came out with Gifts.
It's a really dark story. I was telling you
yes.
before you came in that I watched it very, very early this morning. And it's really ominous. The main female character is troubled by visions, as you say, of people in violent situations who need her help.
Yeah.
When people watch it, how do they react when they see it?
A lot of people are a little bit shocked, especially because I'm a girl. They expect to see more happier films. So I sort of enjoy seeing that shocked look on their face. But it's also really nice because that's my preferred styles, the darker thriller themes. So I quite enjoy it.
Why do you think people expect something else from a 14-year-old girl?
I'm not sure, really. Yeah, it's weird, but a lot of people do expect it, and they expect more flamboyant things or more happy unicorns and butterflies, if you will.
This isn't even the first film that you've made, although it's the biggest project that you've done
yes,
to date.
It is.
What do you love about this?
I like the sort of dark aspect and how it almost seems like a scene from someone's life, which it is. And it's not, and it could also be taken as a scene from a more bigger movie, like a feature film.
Yeah.
So I really like that.
You mentioned your parents. Your dad is here this morning.
Yes,
what
he is.
Role do your parents play in supporting this passion of yours?
Well, as well as being extremely supportive, my mom sort of plays the role as the producer. So she schedules all the shoot dates and emails actors, make sure that they can all be there. My dad is the data wrangler, so the person that puts all the film and sound into files and organizes it, and the sound guy. And I do all the creative aspects, so directing, editing, co-writing, etc.
And squeezing in calculus on the side?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Calculus.
I mentioned the NIFTY Film Festival in Seattle. You're also going to be at TIFF.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
my gosh.
I will be. We probably can't talk a little bit about, we can't talk too much about that because they haven't sent out their press release yet, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
you heard it here first on
secret.
Ottawa Morning. Sorry about that. I'm so thrilled for you, Morgana. Congratulations
Thank
on
you.
Your, on your. Will you come back and tell us how Seattle went?
Yes,
and
I
if
will.
You had any
I'd love to.
Offers from the Hollywood folks?
Yes, I'll be sure to tell you if that happens. Okay. Not yet. Hopefully soon.
Morgana McKenzie is a local filmmaker and grade 9 student at Canterbury. From April 24th to 27th, she'll be at the National Film Festival for Talented Youth, where her film Gifts is an official selection. Gifts will also be at TIFF, but we don't know that officially.
No, none of you know that.
All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Dave Brown is here with a look at the roads.